History of Biology by Jeffrey Grant, 2018, All Rights Reserved by Jeffrey Grant, narrated by Linda Green and Jason Hill. Chapter 1.
1530 to 1660. Characteristics of the period. This is the time of the revival of science. The revival of learning had set in about 2 centuries earlier. Europe was now repeatedly devastated by religious wars. The revolt of the Netherlands, the wars of the League in France, the Thirty Years' War, the Civil War in England. Learning was still mainly classical and scholastic. Nearly every writer whom we shall have occasion to name had been educated at a university, and was able to read and write Latin. 2 great extensions of knowledge helped to widen the thoughts of men. It became known for the first time that our planet is an insignificant member of a great solar system, and that Christendom is both in extent and population but a small fraction of the habitable globe. The revival of botany. Botany was among the first of the sciences to revive. Its comparatively early start was due to close association with the lucrative profession of medicine. Medicine itself was slow to shake off the unscientific tradition of the Middle Ages, and its backwardness favored, as it happened, the progress of botany. In the 16th century, the physician was above all things the prescriber of drugs, and since 9/10 of all drugs were got from plants, botanical knowledge was reckoned as one of his chief qualifications. All physicians professed to be botanists, and every botanist was thought fit to practice medicine. 3 Germans who were at once botanists and physicians, Brunfels, Bach, and Fuchs, led the way by publishing herbals in which the plants of Germany were described and figured from nature. Their first editions appeared in the years 1530, 1539, and 1542. Illustrated herbals were then no novelty, but whereas they had hitherto supplied figures which had been copied time after time until they had often ceased to be recognizable, Brunfels set a pattern of better things by producing what he called herbarum vivi iconis, lifelike figures of the plants. Each of the 3 new herbals contained hundreds of large woodcuts. Those engraved for Fuchs are probably of higher artistic quality than any that have appeared since. Each plant, drawn in clear outline without shading, fills a folio page, upon which the text is not allowed to encroach. The botanist will, however, remark that enlarged figures are hardly ever given, so that minute flowers show as mere dots, and that the details of the foliage are not so scrupulously delineated as in modern figures. The text of Brunfels and Fuchs is of little interest, being largely occupied with traditional pharmacy. Bach, whose figures are inferior to those of Brunfels and Fuchs, makes up for this deficiency by his graphic and sometimes amusing descriptions. He delights in natural contrivances, such as the hooks on the twining stem of the hop, or the elastic membrane which throws out the seeds of the wood sorrel. Brunfels has no intelligible sequence of species. Fuchs abandons the attempt to discover a natural succession and adopts the alphabetical order. Bach aims at bringing together plants which show mutual affinity. Gewächs einander verwandt. Though such natural groups as he recognizes are neither named nor defined. These 3 German herbals really deserve to be called scientific. To figure the plants of Germany from the life, to exclude such as existed only in books, and to strive after a natural grouping was a first step towards a fruitful knowledge of plant life. It is worthwhile to dwell for a moment upon the place where these herbals were produced. Along the Rhine, civilization and industry had for many years flourished together. Here, and in the country to the east of the great river, had sprung up that powerful union of 70 cities, known in the 13th century as the Confederation of the Rhine. 4 universities, 3 of them on the banks of the Rhine, had been founded. Here printing and woodgraving had established themselves in their infancy. Here, too, the Reformation found many early supporters. There were historical, economic, and moral reasons why the first printed books on natural history, illustrated by woodcuts drawn from the life, should have been produced in the Rhineland, and why all their authors should have been Protestants. Nearly every 16th-century botanist held the same faith. The success of the first German herbalist brought a crowd of botanists into the field, among whom were several whose names are still remembered with honor. Gessner of Zurich made elaborate studies for a great history of plants, which he did not live to complete.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?